spoken to Vice Mayor Powell about it. But this lady, I volunteered her entire life. Up until 2 years prior to her death, when she developed cancer and was unable to do anything, she did absolutely everything that had to be done with baseball in this town. I think we will find that our acting mayor tonight was taught baseball by her. And I know this because he told me. And I know she was one of the first people that I bumped into when I came here, because my stepson was playing baseball. And for some reason or another, I ended up umpiring behind a game because they couldn't have a game without one, you know. So here we go. That's was the beginning of it. But I would really like to see something commemorative for her. And what I would like to see is the renaming of Volunteer Park to Bonnie Stutz Volunteer Park. I don't want to take anything away from the volunteers that built that park. A lot of us here being people that help rake rocks and all sorts of stuff. But if it's at all possible, I would love to see some sort of signage put up there commemorating her and honoring her for her efforts that she spent, I don't know, 40, 50 years? I'd hate to say how long it was, long before I came here. And I've been here for 35 years, so... and David, you're older than 35 years old, I imagine. So, at any rate, if some sort of signage could be put up there and something done to honor her name. I've already talked to her surviving family members, and they're more than happy to have her name displayed. Okay? Now, the other thing I want to talk about is you have... on your agenda about raising the garbage rates. I understand that. There's one other thing that I would really, really like for you to consider. And as soon as I get my iPad working the way it's supposed to, and that is I have no problem with the raising of the rates or anything along that line. It's something that probably has to be done because of cost rising. But there is another way of disposing of solid waste, and that's in a plasma burner that could develop a byproduct which would end up as a revenue maker for this city. So in my way of thinking, it is a two-way street, in a win-win for both of us. And I would like to have permission. I don't know, I know quite a bit about it, but my son has been investigating this in the last few years and has presented to different people. I would like for the assembly to give permission to either him or myself to speak with your city manager and just at least investigate the probability and the possibility of doing it. With our federal government standing by not wanting to use oil and kind of curtailing oil exploration and one thing or another, and wanting to go to electricity, one of the things that this will do is create some sort of electrical residual, which could be sold either to SEPA or used to power buildings in the city, whatever the case may be. I won't go into any more detail on it, but I would like the assembly to grant permission to at least get the city manager to investigate it further. I have all the contact information that needs to be had for the people that need to be contacted.
Okay.
Thank you.
So on that matter, you want to look into the Bonnie Stutz thing and make a meeting for... talk about that plasma cutter?
Correct.
Okay. And then persons to be heard, we had correspondence from Aaron Angerman and Brittany Robbins on school contribution. I think it's in all your guys' packet. Are there any amendments to the agenda? Seeing none. Any conflict of interest? Consent agenda? I'll need a motion.
Mr. Mayor. Vice Mayor.
Yes.
I believe the city manager recommended putting resolution number 05-22-1687, mill levy adoption, onto unfinished business, and I would support that.
Okay, we'll put that under, we'll take...
Which is mill levy adoption.
05-22-1687. And we'll take that and put it on our unfinished business. Resolution 05-22. Okay.
Move to approve the consent agenda as submitted.
Second.
Any comment?
Oh.
Call the roll.
Seconded?
Yes.
So Assembly Member Morrison?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor
Howell? Yes. Borough Manager report.
So just a couple things. just want to kind of let everybody know that we applied for the community block grant development for the Wrangell Recreational Facility HVAC upgrade, and that was approved for $806,712. So that is approved. We also just put in for the MARAD port infrastructure development grant. So we submitted for that, and that's for the design of the barge ramp at estimated cost of $2,584,560. So hopefully we'll do well on that grant proposal. We're still working on trying to get a rough magnitude estimate for the timber crews for Sunny Bay, and then we're also working to possibly take a trip down there to walk through as well as looking at some of the other entitlement land sites that we have. So kind of try to do a walk through of those properties. And then the Forest Service will be conducting an inspection of the Chugach, which is over at the Nolan Center, the first 2 weeks in July. So they'll take off that cover and then actually do an inspection of it. So they'll be there for that time with the cover off. Once that's done, they're going to put the cover back on, but there will be a couple of weeks there where you'll see it without the cover on. And then just also want to report that generator number 5, they finished up today with that overhaul. So that's done. They did a test run on it this afternoon and everything checked out. So good. Making some progress. That was all I had.
Vice Mayor. If I may, Jeff, I was reading, thinking a paper news article about the water treatment plant funding from the state, and I think it passed the House, and I never confirmed that it passed the Senate. Did it? And
It passed the House, passed the Senate, and the
governor has not signed yet.
Correct. Know? So we're waiting on the signature for the governor. He does have line item veto power, so we'll see if it makes it through.
That was $4.1 million.
Correct. And I will say that we just got our 35% design completed today for the water treatment plant. So we're going through the review right now, and that will be going for the cost estimate. Should take about 3 weeks to get our cost estimate. And then we're also putting together a package because we have to actually go out for bid for the DAF system. And we'll have to, it's actually for getting chop drawings, but we actually have to approve and award the DAF to somebody before we get the shop drawing. So we'll be going through that process over the next couple of weeks. Or Amber.
So have we talked to anybody in the DAF about availability and all that stuff? Does anybody know anything about that? Does it look good for availability of the system and all that? Or
it does. There are some things we're going to have to work through, and we're still trying to find out answers from, and that's on the Buy American Act. With the new Build Back Better, there was a Buy American Act with that. However, because it was before, this was previous funding, and then we also met the 13th deadline to get it submitted, we think we don't have to do the Buy American Act.
Okay.
So we still don't have a clear answer on that yet. But if we don't, that'll help the timeline. But once we get some middles in, all that'll be in there as far as what their timelines and what their lead time is. But the big thing right now is getting the shop drawings done, because we need the shop drawings in order to get to the 65% design. So did I miss anything, Amber?
That's the basics. I probably don't want to.
Anything else for the room manager? Nope. Bureau clerk's file.
Okay, so upcoming meetings and other informational dates. So June 1st, Parks and Rec Board meeting at 5:30 in the Assembly Chambers. June 2nd, Port Commission meeting at 6 p.m. in the Assembly Chambers. June 9th, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting at 6 p.m. in the Assembly Chambers. Some community events. May 30th, city offices are closed for Memorial Day. For meetings and other events of the Borough Assembly, May 31st, budget work session at 5 p.m. in the Assembly Chambers. June 14th, regular Borough meeting at 6 p.m. in the Assembly Chambers. And IIMC annual conference for this meeting. I am in Little Rock, Arkansas, attending the 76th Annual International Institute of Municipal Clerks Conference. I'll be returning to Wrangell on May 27th. It's been 2 years since I've attended this educational conference. I'm really looking forward to reconnecting with other clerks from around the country and learning new tips and tricks that I can use as my role as a clerk for Wrangell. Thank you for allowing me for this opportunity. So, annual OMA and parliamentary training with our borough attorney. It's been well over 2 years since we invited our borough attorney to come and give an Open Meetings Act training session. I'm pleased to report you that we had a good turnout with members of the Port Commission School Board Assembly and others attending. We also had recording secretaries attend. June 11th, special primary election for state representative. Absentee voting for this special primary election will take place May 27th to June 10th, excluding May 30th and weekends, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Borough Assembly Chambers. June 11th is a Saturday, however, the polling place will be open here at City Hall from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This special election is by mail election only. If somebody who receives a ballot in the mail wants to drop it off at the polling place, City Hall, during the absentee voting hours, they can do that. If someone does not receive a mail ballot, they can come in and absentee vote. There are 48 candidates in the June 11th primary election selection ballot for a United States representative. There will be 4 candidates on the August 16th primary election based on the June 11th special primary election. The November general election will be ranked choice election, where voters will vote for their first, second, third, and fourth candidate choice. Ranked choice voting will only occur in state and federal general elections. And
awesome.
Yeah.
Good job. Mayor, Assembly Business.
Vice Mayor.
Yep.
I'd like to bring everybody's attention to the upcoming Friends of Museum Community Potluck Dinner. It's a fundraising and membership event. It's on May 28th at 6 p.m. And I would encourage folks to come to that if they have interest in the museum or with Friends of the Museum. The Friends do a lot of good work with the borough. Not a conflict of interest, but I am a member of that organization, and it's a good organization. It does some good stuff. That's it.
Okay. Anyone else? Mayor and Assembly appointments. There are none. We'll go into a public hearing. I'll declare the public hearing open. The mayor should ask any of administrative reports on the public hearing.
Right. So what this does is it basically for our investments, it takes us to investment grade municipal and corporate bonds, and then also invest in assets that not exceed a 10-year maturity for the investment purchase date. So it just gives a little bit more clarity on how we invest our money.
Okay. Any questions?
Wait a minute. Maybe through Jeff to Mason. With the current market and its decline, does this change any, does that change your mind on anything that we've talked about so far at this point?
No, so this is really just the advice of our investment advisors, Alaska Permanent Capital Management. So this is just to bring us in conformance with the options that they provided and laid out to us on Blake's presentation in March. So this is really just investment grade corporate bonds and then expanding maturities out to 10 years. So instead of being limited to 5-year maturity dates, you know, in a favorably high interest rate environment, which is looking like we're trending towards that eventually, we can kind of capture that and lock in higher interest rates in the future. Investment grade, that's really another way of saying AAA rated bonds, but can extend to corporate bonds rather than just municipal and government treasury notes. So that's essentially what this is doing, but it's really just bringing our investment code into conformance with the way they're investing our money.
All right. Thank you.
Anybody else? I had nobody else to be heard. So I'll declare this public hearing closed. Ordinance number 1025, the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending sections 5.02.050 investments and 5.02.080 maturities of the Wrangell Municipal Code. And I'll need a motion.
Move to approve ordinance number 1025.
Second.
I'll second it.
Moved by Hal, seconded by DeBoer. Any comments?
Thank you.
Pull vote, please.
Okay. Some of the numbers right now?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Powell.
Yes. Okay, I'll declare another public hearing open on ordinance number 05-22-1694. And administrative report on this.
So we kind of went through our revenues, especially as we go through our budget, taking a look at what we currently are charging for sanitation and what we actually have to pay. And it's at break even or even losing money currently. So this raises the rates. We did look at surrounding communities to kind of see what they were charging as well. And use Petersburg as an example. They were way higher than us. We came in, like, we're still well below Petersburg, but it also gave it on a more per pound basis, was more equity. Ours, in fact, for, it wasn't like, as you got more trash, it didn't decrease. It kind of spiked at different rates. So this just gives it more of a fluid rate control for the weights and capacity of the trash. But what this allows us to do, and as Mason's handing out, and Mason kind of built it out over the next 20, 30 years as far as what our capital expenses are and what we will need to meet those capital expenses. If we stay on this track here with a 2% escalation per year, it'll allow us to meet those capital expenses that we do have. They'll be like year 15, we'll have a big capital expense, but 5-10 years after that, it'll kind of level back out again. So.
Okay. We heard from Mr. McConaughey on this, so I've already directed you what to do with that one, so.
Correct.
Yep. Anybody else? I'll declare this public hearing closed. Resolution number 05-22-1694 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fees and rate scheduling for the sanitation department. I need a motion.
Move to approve resolution number 05-22-1694.
Second.
Discussion? Hearing none, poll vote.
Assembly members Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
Board?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Paul?
Yes. Unfinished business is ordinance number 05, or resolution number 05-22-1687 of the Assembly in the City of Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, levying a general tax for school municipal proposes upon all taxable property within borough for the tax year 22, pursuant to Wrangell's Municipal Code Section 504.010, providing for the collection of the taxes due in 2022 and prescribing penalties and interest for delinquent taxes. So this is a resolution. Do we need a motion on this? This is only a resolution. This is for discussion only.
No, it's a resolution.
I don't have anything on here about a motion. Do we need a motion for number 05-22-1687?
Move to approve resolution number 05-22-1687.
Moved by Howell. Second by DeBoer. Discussion?
Mr. Mayor.
Yes.
Question to the borough administrator. The mill levy proposing this is the same as we have now?
It is. So our recommendation is keep it the same.
Is there any other new information in here that's not known or we're used to?
No, I mean, we did have some changes to property tax, a little bit of change to property tax this year that still, I mean, with this mill rate and the mill levy we do have, we did want to keep it the same because there wasn't substantial changes in any of the property taxes that changed anything. So our recommendation is to keep it both the same at 12.75 for the Wrangell service area, and then 4.0 for the areas outside the service areas that exist right now.
Vice Mayor,
yes, go ahead.
Sort of a peripheral question. We had the Board of Equalization last week, I believe, and I still don't really understand the whole process of appraisals and valuation and mill level. I understand now the mill level is once a year you recertify that or choose that rate. But I was quite surprised that there was properties apparently hadn't been appraised in over 30 years. And I'm just wondering, where are we in the cycle and how can we be more comprehensive when we do that? And maybe get a little higher quality of documentation on that for next time we have to go through a Board of Equalization.
Right. So my objective next year in going through this, and again, my first time going through one of these as well, and even going through what we did for the assessments, and you know, it was a rough process to go through for assessments. My goal next year, instead of kind of, I think typically they do a third of the town is what is on the agenda for them to do. My goal next year is to do 100% of the town so that everyone is kind of set at an equal base. And that's kind of the whole goal of the assessments, is that we all should be equal based on the type of properties we have. And right now there's kind of a lot of disparities in it. So my goal next year would be to get accurate assessments for all of the properties in town. And then we'll take a look, I'd like to take a look at the mill rate at that point to see kind of where we need to be to kind of keep everything the same as far as what the city is collecting in revenue.
Yeah, go ahead. Just
my expectation is there's going to be a huge increase in property values probably, and it's good for everybody to sort of be thinking about that and be ready for that. So it's not an absolute shock, but it just seems that my limited view of what property prices have, they've gone up a bunch in the last 10 years. So that could result in dramatically increased taxes, or maybe we level that out with mill rates. I'm not sure.
I don't mind. I'm really glad that we pulled this to discuss it. It's always good to bring this stuff to light. But can I ask why it was recommended to pull it from the consent agenda?
Mr. Mayor, so, Mr. Vice Mayor, the reason was we just, again, because it was a tax rate, okay. I think we just wanted to bring it forward for for discussion so that we talk about it. Everyone knows that we are recommending keeping it the same.
Okay.
But I think just kind of for discussion so everyone knows what we're doing.
I just want to make sure there wasn't something I wasn't noticing.
No.
Okay.
Anything else? Well, I just want everybody to understand what in layman's terms, what we're trying to do is make everybody equal. A lot of properties that we have looked at have not been, Bob said, have been looked at for 30 years. And I put a bug in everybody's ear on this one. I know it's going to come up next year anyways, if you say anything now. But to make it status quo, we're talking about lowering the rates of our taxes to keep it status quo. That's the discussion that we have all been having, to let everybody know we're not going to try to raise all the rates to collect more money. So I just want everybody to know that out in the public. Anything else? Poll vote, please.
Assembly Member DeBoer?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
And Vice Mayor Powell?
Yes. Okay, unfinished business over, new business. Approval and modification to the Wrangell Marine Service Center. Lease loss, extending the terms and updating the monthly lease amounts. I need a motion.
Move to approve the modification to the Wrangell Marine Service Center lease loss, extending the terms and updating the monthly lease amounts.
Second.
Moved by Howell, seconded by DeBoer. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote.
Senator Member Ryan Howe?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Powell?
Yes. New business item B, approval of modification of Wrangell's Marine Service Center, leased mill dock, lot 5, swapping lot 5 for lot 8, extending the terms and updating the monthly lease amount for Metalhead Marine LLC. Need a motion?
Move to approve the modification to the Wrangell Marine Service Center lease mill dock, lot 5, swapping lot 5 for lot 8, extending the terms and updating the monthly lease amounts for Metalhead Marine LLC.
Any
Move
by DeBoer, second by Morrison. Discussion?
I just have one question I wasn't real clear on. It's swapping lot 5 for lot 8. Is lot 8 currently vacant, or?
It's current, Mayor.
Yes, go ahead.
Mayor, it's currently utilized by Ports and Arbors and us. So it's ours right now that we currently occupy.
So nobody's getting displaced or anything of that nature?
We're actually going to move over to the other one. And
Vice Mayor, a question for Jeff. There's discussion in here about the museum and the Forest Service Chugach historical boat. Can you maybe better describe what not wholly conducive is there? Is that lot next to it? And it will move. Is that the objective?
Correct. It's currently located right next to the Chugach, so it's that first building next to the Chugach. So what we would like to do is move Metalhead over to a new location because they're expanding, they're growing, they need more space. We don't need the space we currently have, so we're going to go to the smaller space, and mainly it's for storing sand and things like that freeze in the wintertime, so we need a place to do that. So it's just swapping the two lots. Works for us, it works for them.
So it'll be less busy right next to the...
You're not going to get the blasting and painting right next to it.
Thank you.
Anything else? Poll vote, please.
Senator Members Morrison?
Yes.
Ryan Howe?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Vice Mayor
Powell? Yes. Item C is discussion. So it's no motion, discussion only. Discussion of possible action on the public safety building options, review, and administrative recommendations. I take it?
Yes.
Yep. Are we going to have you or Amber?
That'll be either one of us. Do you want to?
You can start.
Okay.
Okay.
So for us, there's a bunch of different options that are kind of on the table right now. We have to make some decisions on how we move forward, and some of it's going to cost some money to either move forward with getting some cost estimates for some of the options, or we just go ahead and decide on a route we want to go and move forward with that. And of the three options that we currently have, and the option we recommend is just moving forward with doing a renovation of the public safety building as is. Current estimate for that, based on the 2021 numbers, which they're probably going to be, we're going to have to escalate those a little bit, is $4.1 million to do the exterior. If we add in the roof to that, to do a pitched roof, I think that's another roughly $1 million.
We didn't analyze that yet, so we don't really have cost for modifying the roof.
So could be some more based on top of that. So it could be $5 or $6 million if we go ahead and get rid of the flat roofs and do a pitch roof, but just get the exterior done. The other option is we renovate the entire site, the existing site in kind, in a single project. And based off the, I think this is the 2020 numbers here, that cost was $16 million. If we want to update those costs for that building, we do have a cost estimate that would be around $6,500 to update those costs, $6,380 to update those costs. The other option three, is to construct a new public safety building at a new site and to house all the existing tenants except for the fire departments. So we move everyone else out, build the new building, and then keep the firehouse where it's at and demolish the parts that aren't part of the firehouse. Rough cost estimate of that, if you add in some of the demolition costs and everything else and the escalation contingency costs, everything else associated with that, roughly $51 million. So again, our recommendation, and if we do want to try to get an actual cost estimate for that, an updated cost estimate, we did get a look at that, and it's around $34,690 to get an updated cost on doing that work. So for us, I'm just trying to figure out how we move forward, some direction from the assembly on which option you kind of want us to look at and kind of work on to present back to the assembly.
I don't like any of the options.
I was just thinking that. So, can I ask?
Go ahead.
So you recommend option one?
I think based on the current funding and based off of the ability to probably go after some bonding, if we want to try to get some bonding right now, given the lower interest rates that are at least available now, I think we could probably try to go after a $5 or $6 million bond. But we need to do that pretty quick, because I think if we need to kind of act now to be able to get that by September.
Yes,
that's when our bonding October time frame, given some of the interest rates that are now. If we're waiting a year or two now, we don't know what the interest rates are going to be. We don't know how favorable it's even going to be to go after the money now. So I think just given what we currently have, the funding that we currently have, let's just stop the damage where it's currently at, fix the exterior, and then that'll allow us to then focus on the interior down the road and kind of do it in phases compared to just trying to do everything right now at once when we know we don't have the money to be able to do it.
Go ahead.
I feel like we've been talking about it forever, and if this is the best way to start doing something, I'm in favor of it. Honestly, like we keep saying, hey, give us more options, and then we finally have some options. And it's not perfect, but nothing is. So I think if you can live with it, I can live with it. Just me. I don't speak for everybody. Dave has to weigh in still.
I kind of like option one as well, mainly because of the price. This is big dollars for the other options, and I don't know really with that amount of money that's feasible in a way. Although you can get to go into depth, as much as you can, but I don't think that's what we should do. My only caveat on that number one is I think it'd be criminal to continue with flat roofs. They're the cause of the problem,
mm-hmm.
And how many years do we get before we're right back to there's no flat roof, and Southeast Alaska that lasts. It's always the economical choice in the beginning, but you pay for it very, very soon afterwards. So that's my thoughts.
Oh, Mr. Vice Mayor?
Yes, go ahead, Ann.
What, what all are you talking about as far as the exterior? Obviously a paint job. Are you talking new siding, or are you talking new stuff in the back where it's rotten? I'm sorry, I've kind of been out of the loop for a while here. What all would be involved in that?
So it's the building envelope systems, including the structural, and it says flat roofs as well, but I would like to include going away from the flat roofs and actually get pitched roofs. Exterior wall systems and siding, exterior doors and windows. Correct.
Okay. Well, given our money situation, that seems to be about the only thing we can do.
So,
two things. Number one, no flat roofs. Just kind of echo that. Number two, my fear with this approach is when we start pulling off siding and stuff, it ends up being way more than $4 million. And then one of these other options might even be more financially feasible than, that's just my fear. Is what it is, so.
Jump off that bridge when we come to it.
Right.
Well, I'm going to echo the flat roof. I won't approve anything with a flat roof, so I want to know what the cost is of flat roof, or not flat roof, peaked roof. Am I missing it in here, or is there nothing in here about what kind of siding we're doing? Or is it just, we don't know that, or?
We didn't go into that level of detail, but my recommendation would be that we put metal siding on the building.
Okay, I'm happy.
I will offer, if you don't mind, Jeff, we happen to have Sean Boiley with Northwind Architects here. He is on the AMC team who perform the condition assessment. If you had any questions for him, he's happy to address those for you. So he would be working on this project if we move forward with the AMC, any level of AMC proposal, and then any further work for design, conceptual or final. So I think John's willing to answer any questions if you had any for him or for me.
Is it Sean?
Yes.
Sean, can you come up with a podium, please? Thank you. Assemblymember Howe.
So, to Assemblymember DeBoer's question, do you have any idea if there's rot under the siding?
Yeah, there is.
Who?
When we came here last year with the engineer and mechanical engineer, basically the engineering team and myself came here, drilled a bunch of holes, pulled siding off, pulled cap coping flashing off, got a pretty good idea of the extent of rot that's there, and it's pretty bad. But because we know that, I'm fairly confident we have a pretty good idea of how extensive it is and how that relates to that cost estimate information that you're working with. So yeah, there is going to be, with cladding removal, reframing of significant chunks of framing and portions of the building. The portion that under the course that's shored up right now is a good example of probably the worst case scenario that we could see on the building, because it's also affecting horizontal structure. But it's there, and if you don't do something to address it, I think we're all on track with being proactive about trying to get something done to capture this before it gets worse.
So your estimate included the cost to reframe the sections that need to be replaced?
Correct.
Oh, perfect.
In the $4 million package, correct?
That's, well, I'd have to go back and look at how that was extracted from the other estimating data that we provided, but if it was packaged with that, that's correct.
Yeah, so what I did was I took their 2020 cost estimate and I pulled those pieces out. So it may not be an exact number. I just want to make that very clear. These numbers are very, they're very rough order of magnitude for the various options, so you all have an idea of the level of project funding that we would need. So that $4 million could be six, right? The $15 million could be 18, you know, and costs are just going up and down. So I, you know, I pulled for that option one, I went through their probable cost opinion and pulled all of those parts and pieces that are associated with the exterior and what we would recommend. You're basically coming in and like rehabbing the shell of the building. And as Sean suggested, it's those, the walls that are associated with the parapet caps at the flat roofs. So that center section of the building that you see when you look at it, you've got the sloped roofs on either side, and then you've got the flat roof in the center section. It's the two walls primarily on the front and back below the flat roof section, sections that are rotten. The entire structure likely will need to be replaced. And the back side, the back wall there in particular, as Sean suggested, the horizontal framing, the floor joists that bear on the exterior wall are rotten at the end. And that's why we erected that shoring wall to support it, right? So there's significant rebuild of that cantilevered section of the courthouse leased area of that building. It's significant.
It is. And I was just going to also add, if you have any question, or there were portions of that building that didn't seem to be fully utilized when we were doing the report, or doing the report last year, and this may be a discussion that you have internally on the city side, but that portion that's cantilevered, that's deteriorated pretty badly, a cost savings measure you might consider is just trimming a portion of that back to the bearing line that is substantially good construction, because it's largely perched over open space down below. And so because of that, that makes it more expensive both to repair and to own, because you're not building up from a foundation. So that's something that, you know, is yet to be determined, but it could be a variable in how you control costs going into a project, because if you can afford to trim a couple hundred square feet of that space back, if you're finding costs are extremely high, it may be a mechanism for giving you an outlet other than just coming up with another million or whatever the delta is. So.
Do you have anything else to add? Well,
And I'm sorry, Amber.
Yeah, go for it.
As we're talking, this is something that we haven't even talked about. I'm just making my observations on the building. I've done a lot of renovations here in Southeast Alaska, and every single one has to have something built into it to give you the vehicle for controlling costs in the end product, because it could be a year or two after you decide to spend the money that you find out exactly how much it's going to be, because of the because we're not contractors. We give you an estimate. When it goes to bid, that's when you find out your actual prices. So they're usually pretty close. But.
So under option one, you'll notice in this report here, it identifies a further future phase two and phase three. Phase two is also critical, and Sean and I briefly touched on that this morning. You know, it's the mechanical systems that control the internal environment of that building. So, you know, it's the next critical. So number one, first, you gotta secure the exterior of your building. That's the most critical. But then two would be considering ensuring you've got a healthy environment inside, not only for the people in the building, but for the longevity of the building itself, right? So there's potential to add portions of that to a phase one if we wanted to. The system that works well the least, if I've said that correctly, and you understand, is the temperature control system. So old pneumatics, they don't work. Our staff spends a lot of time back and forth at that building daily, morning, afternoon, evening, as temperature changes, the tenants are cold, they're hot, and that building just, it won't adjust itself. So we have to go in and manually adjust the temperature throughout that building constantly so that everyone is comfortable. So that's a pretty critical piece. And it's, you know, I didn't pull that piece out on its own, but I'm going to say it's likely a good $1 million to address that part of the deficiencies of that building. So just another thing to think about as we talk about options and how to move forward. If we're looking at a phased renovation project, that might be something else to consider.
I would also add that with that particular building, the flat roofs aren't doing anything for you. So architecturally as well as physically. So I do support the idea of covering that center section with new construction. And it could actually be a, won't cost less, but from the standpoint of construction, it may not be as bad as you think, especially if you think of that as a cold vented attic space where your existing structure is still your insulation plane down below that. Could be a pretty good way of resolving that center building problem.
So to understand for the public and stuff, you're talking about the overhang of the building on that one side, we possibly could just cut it off.
Well, if you can afford the loss of space in the building, that's the thing, is you have
we'd have
needs.
To look at that.
Yeah.
That's the court's lease space. They're definitely using less space than they used to. It'd be something to discuss with them.
Okay.
And you do a space analysis to make sure we could.
Well, it's actually a good idea. I mean, if we did a space analysis and found out that if we could, you know, cut 5 feet back, I mean, I don't know how far that rot goes back there, but I mean, if you could cut it out and not have to reshore up that, especially if we're not going to use it, if they're not going to use it, I mean, why not do that?
I'll add to that, though, for consideration. To fix that, we'll have a cost. If you cut it off and then need the space later, it's going to be that twice at least to gain that space back again. So it's kind of a last resort measure, really. It's far more economical, I would think, to go through with repairing what you have in that regard than it would be to cut it off now and build it back later. You'd probably end up having to get space elsewhere to recapture that, just because going in and adding later is going to be very expensive.
Yeah, you still have to build the exterior wall. You know, you're only saving, you know, the cross section of whatever space you're reducing the building by.
So what do we want to do here with direction? I'm hearing phase option one. Are we looking at option one and then also wanting to know what it's going to cost for a peaked roof? I mean, that's what we're going to want to know. So, I mean, I'll go along with option one for the discussion as long as we have a good idea or okay idea, I guess, about the peaked roof. So, you know, putting that on there too.
Do you want to have an option for mechanical on there as well, just to kind of?
Well, if it's costing us a lot of money to have people going back and forth all the time, we might as well have that option on there. I mean, we got to look at it.
Okay, we can price it out and see what's going to be added to it as an option. Price it and then see where total is.
So another question for me is the environmental or not in the environment area and that kind of stuff. Is that mostly interior, or is it when you rip siding off, can you do part of that? Is there part of that in the siding of this building? Do you know what I'm asking?
Can you repeat it?
We'll probably have to do drywall as well. Like if you start taking out framing,
mm-hmm.
you're going to affect the drywall as well. Yeah. Right, both at the same time.
So what about the environment controls and stuff? Is that all interior of this building, completely interior, or is it some of it on the exterior of the exterior walls? I mean, are we, when we rip that off, can we repair any of that?
For the temperature controls?
Yes.
Do you want to speak to that?
Sure. It's two different ways of looking at this. One is when you demo and repair that building envelope, you can make a better building envelope that will help you effectively save some energy because it'll have less air moving through it. You'll have better ability for it to manage moisture. You can maybe add a little bit of insulation depending on the cladding system that you choose. So there's that. But every place where there's a louver or a rooftop penetration or a component of the mechanical system that goes through that piece would be need to be addressed as a part of that project. So, yeah, there are components of the environmental system that will be affected by that scope of work. I think all the thermostats and the like wouldn't be part of the picture because that's in board.
Potentially. I mean, I can't think of any that are on the exterior wall, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So what I'm hearing is we're going to look at option one with a peak roof. Is everybody good with that? Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Sure. Thank you.
Okay, so attorney's file, available assembly's review of the borough's clerk's office, executive session.
I move pursuant to Alaska Statute 44.62.310(c)(1) that we recess into executive session to discuss matters in which the immediate knowledge would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the borough, specifically for an update and to discuss the potential purchase of the mill site property.
Second.
Moved by Howell, second by DeBoer. Discussion? Hearing none, poll vote.
Who do we need to invite? Do we need to invite anybody?
Well, we don't have to say it anymore, but we'll invite the city manager.
Is it finance guy? Okay.
Okay. You're invited too.
Okay.
Mason Varma. Poll vote, please.
Senate member Brian Howell.
Yes.
DeBoer.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
Morrison.
Yes.
And Vice Mayor.
Yes.
Dave, can I ask Robbie to send me the numbers for the executive session because that's what I dialed in on to get into this session was the executive session numbers. So can you just send those to me, Robbie?
I believe that we'll just use the same one since...
it's not a Zoom, right?
This is Zoom, yeah, but the executive session is separate since it's private. Nobody has the numbers to get into the session, so we should use the same.
Just leave her on board right now, then?
Leave her on board.
And you'll shut everything down?
Nobody has the information to get into this executive session, so we'll be fine.
Is it being recorded?
It should not be recorded. No. No.
Just make sure everything.
That's turned off as well. Yeah, just turn off here. Just random.